Welcome to another episode of Notable on Noble, the podcast that brings you samples of locally recorded audio from the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. All materials presented are available from the library's download site called Noble. Now sit back, relax, and let's listen to something notable on Noble.
From the book jacket, The Civil War in North Carolina, Ironclads and Columbiads, The Coast. Ironclads and Columbiads recounts the exciting battles and events that shook the coast of North Carolina during America's bloodiest war. Throughout the Civil War, North Carolina's coast was of great strategic importance to the Confederacy. Its well-protected coastline offered a perfect refuge for privateers who sallied forth and captured so many Union merchant vessels in the early days of the war that maritime insurance companies in the North went into a panic, forcing the government to mount an expedition against Cape Hatteras. North Carolina's coastal counties and the state's coastal railroad system were vital to the feeding and resupply of Robert E. Lee's army. And even after the tightening blockade and powerful federal assaults closed off the ports of Charleston, New Orleans, and Mobile, Wilmington continued to provide a haven for blockade runners. That city eventually became the most strategically important location in the entire Confederacy. To subdue Fort Fisher, which stoutly defended Wilmington, the Union was forced to assemble what was then the largest naval and amphibious landing force in American history. There was so much fighting along the sounds and rivers of North Carolina that the United States Navy ordered crash courses in those Civil War campaigns when it became involved in river warfare during the Vietnam conflict. The story of the coastal war is one of frustrations, missed opportunities for both sides, lopsided victories, and heartbreaking defeats, illuminated at every turn by flashes of extraordinary bravery and tactical brilliance. This book tells that story in more detail than it has ever previously been told. Seizing the forts. The first acts of open militancy in North Carolina occurred in the Cape Fear region, where passions against the Lincoln administration were high. On the last day of 1860, the secessionist citizens of Wilmington sent a telegram to Governor John Ellis asking for permission to seize two federal posts in their neighborhood. The posts occupied very strategic locations. Fort Caswell, a stout masonry fortress, lay 30 miles south of Wilmington on the west bank of the Cape Fear River. And between Fort Caswell and Wilmington, at Smithville, now Southport, lay a federal barracks called Fort Johnston. There were no federal garrisons at either place, just a couple of ordnance sergeants who acted as caretakers. But there was concern in Wilmington that Lincoln was prepared to dispatch troops in sufficient numbers to turn these positions into genuine bastions, just as a similar concern was felt throughout the lower Piedmont about the federal arsenal at Fayetteville. When Governor Ellis turned down the telegraphed request, a delegation from Wilmington took the train to Raleigh and argued the case for seizure directly to the governor. Their main argument derived from strong rumors that a federal warship, the revenue cutter Harriet Lane, had been loaded with troops and might, even at that moment, be on its way to the Cape Fear outposts. Ellis sympathized with the Wilmington firebrands, but he stood firm on the matter. For the moment, North Carolina was still a part of the Union, and the armed seizure of two federal posts would be inflammatory as well as unlawful. Champing at the bit, the secessionists of Wilmington prepared for war nonetheless.